Virgo sun signs and Virgo rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for July 2019. And Virgo's Gemini season, the month of June, was really about shifts in consciousness for you. During that month, you had the card, the Page of Swords, and you were figuring out your relationship to change and kind of becoming unstuck and really giving yourself the glory of sinking into even small adjustments that you could make, small shifts in your consciousness in the light of your life and being available to rise to meet them, to develop that kind of trust in your brand new beginner's mind. And you're stepping into the month of July in the energy of the Ten of Wands. And at the Tens, we really reach this kind of saturation point. There's almost this feeling of excess. We've come to the end of the line with a particular energy. And there can be a feeling of exhaustion with that, but there can also be a really sweet feeling of liberation, of quite literally enoughness. And I ask you to really deeply consider that question during this month of July. Where have you had enough? And it doesn't mean like this very kind of tweaky, aggressive, like, I've had enough, I can't take it anymore, I'm leaving, I'm departing, I'm blowing this relationship up, I'm ending this job. But it can be actually a much more easeful sensation of like an out-breath, a sigh. It's almost like you've been walking through this really sweat-drenched landscape and you've been efforting and you've been actioning, and then you just kind of like can't anymore. It's like a marathon, and then you just sort of like let your body beautifully crumple to the ground and let the earth quite literally hold you. And this month is so much about you being available to be held. And this could be quite literally through romantic relationship, through friendship, through someone who supports you in your business, holding you, either physically hugging you or lifting you up, supporting you in your journey to develop more and more of your resources. Or it could be kind of a metaphorical feeling of being held by the earth or being held by the ocean, being buoyant, you know, diving into a pool and gifting yourself a little floaty this summer to actually rest on, rather than having to like doggy paddle and keep yourself up and tread water. And that kind of feeling of saturation or enoughness is really, it can feel like that kind of roll at the end of a really sun-kissed day where you just know, you know, or kind of naturalness to a meal where you know that you've had your fill, and then you can sort of push back from the table, have your espresso, have your digestif, whatever you want to do after a meal, and let it be. And it's hard for you sometimes, Virgo, to let it be. There's a constant refinement process. There's a constant assessment process. But this month of July gifts you the ability to abide with the thisness of your life in whatever state it is, and to also render yourself available to be held in that kind of sweetness. So wishing you a really held, supported month of July, Virgos, and I'll speak with you soon.